We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Not live, pre-recorded. Bangin' Verse podcast.
Hodgepodge episode.
Well, we're naming it the North and Friends because there's two of the same brewery. So we'll give the two people who are part of the episode the credit for the episode. So, and we love the North. So we're going to go with the North and Friends. Boys. So we have the North. We have Topple and Goliath. We have Rusty Rail. And we have...
Burlington.
So we got what? New York.
Iowa.
Yeah. New York,
PA.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Burlington.
Wait, Burlington's Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah.
So if you are watching, please help us out with a like, share, subscribe. Go follow us on the links below. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. If you're watching this, on any platform, but we are on everything. We have a Bangin' Beers community page that you can go and hang out, make some posts. If you want to go live and drink some beers and make your own little podcast or your own little live stream, feel free to. Yeah, absolutely. Have some fun with it. We want to thank our Patreon subscribers. All five of you. You guys are killing it. Right now, it's just general support. It's $1 or $5. If you want to do more, go for it. I would suggest not to because it makes me uncomfortable. But if you want to, it's Tommy B., The Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, High Risk in Other Words Podcast, Jay and Austin Blackwell. Join those awesome people. Support this podcast. If you go to our link tree below, we do still have a donation tab. If you want to throw us $1 because you like this episode or $1 million because you love Austin Powers, go for it.
$1 million.
Merch pages.
I just watched that last night.
Merch pages are still going. TeePublic will be our main predominant place that you can get t-shirts, except one because we're not allowed to post it there anymore, but you can buy it on Teespring, which will have all the stuff you can't get on TeePublic, and as well as the Beer Hub shirt, which is clearly a Pornhub ripoff, and that's our thing. And then you can go check out our Big Cartel if you want to buy some hats.
I mean, who doesn't have a Beer Pornhub ripoff?
Yeah, everyone has a Beer porn ripoff, and we're joining that party. So if you want to buy a t-shirt and support us, that'd be great. Be awesome. We have a lot of giveaways coming up. If you listen to our episode that we recorded the same day we recorded this one, 129, spoiler alert, we try to do two in each day so we can keep that one live, one pre-recorded, so we can enjoy our Sundays here and there. Please check that out. But let's get into the episode. Let's have some fun. Let's crack our first beer. Let's get into it.
First one we got is Super Freezy from, this is the North, right?
Yeah,
from the North, Summer Side Quest.
Given to us the day of
Brewfest.
And this is which one? Super Freezy which?
Super Freezy Summer Side Quest.
Summer Side Quest?
Yep.
All right, so they have the Summer Side Quest, the Georgia Cooler, the Citrus Crush.
Cash refund New York, South Carolina government warning. According to the Surgeon General, description.
Northern Slush. So this is like a series they're working on here. Now, listen, if you are a stout person, the North is your mamma jamma because they make the stouts. I'm unfortunately not a stout person, so maybe one day my taste buds will click in. But this is Super Freezy Summer Side Quest. This is the North Brewing Company Sour Fruited 5% ABV. last episode we were just recorded was pretty high up there in the ABVs. Two friends have checked it in and 21 total check in.
This is the cool down.
Yeah. Well, except for
one of them.
The last boy.
And I will I'll read away one and only highlight for this, and it's from you, Bill. And it says sour ale, thanks for bringing it down to JRH. Yep, JRH.
Yep.
We want to make a road trip up to the North as soon as possible. So let's work out some days and let's hang out and drink some beers. Yeah, there's really no write-up about this, so we really don't have much to talk about when it comes to that. But the taste is supposed to be tart, funky, sweet, sour, and strawberry.
It is tart. So,
a lot of dead air there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everyone was sipping.
Yep.
So this is very tart.
I'm not getting much strawberry.
Yeah, I'm personally not getting the strawberry. It tastes like a sour, fruited sour.
Yeah, like a fruited sour.
I can't pick out what fruits they are, though.
Well, that's the and again, this is one I'm not familiar with. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Lulo. So I actually just looked it up.
Is that what the fruit looks like?
Oh, I think I've gotten one of those.
It's like before. A kiwi mixed with a dragon fruit almost.
It's like when you cut into a tangerine, but it's green inside.
Yeah.
But it looks like a pomegranate.
Yeah.
fruit has a citrus flavor, sometimes described as a combination of rhubarb and lime.
Okay. I get the limey.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely get a liminess of it. I'm not getting the peach.
You know what? I think if I had to put in comparison of like people in our area and stuff they drink and what would be a good comparison to this, I get Rotunda vibes, like a Rotunda fruited sour.
Nah, I don't really get it like a sweet tart. They're a little sweet.
Yeah.
This is like,
I'm saying when they make their fruited sours, it's kind of in that realm. That's
sweet tarts, though.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they're a little more sweet and one on the nose.
Okay.
This isn't bad. It's definitely, I get the, like, it's like a very lemony, limey.
I like it. I enjoy it.
Oh, I like it. It's not bad. It's definitely like a barbecue, like cutting the grass or sitting on the
chair. Here's my only question. This one isn't bad, but I've had a few from breweries that when you smell them, and once again, I'm broken, but this isn't as bad, but there has been beers where I've gotten from breweries when they're more that fruited sours, and I get like a rotten egg smell, like a fart smell.
I don't get that, but I think this smells like latex.
It's not strong with this one, but it's a small hint for me. And I'm like, oh, maybe the smell is off-putting to me. And then you drink it, you're like, oh, it tastes fine. I'm not outing them. I had one from Rotunda like that on this episode with Ben. So it's on record, I said it. But like, well, there was a Rotunda fruited sour I drank one time, and I went to put it to my nose. I'm like, this smells like rotten eggs. It smells like a fart pouch. Like when you throw the fake fart pouches in school, that's what it smelled like. And then when you drank it, it was completely fine. But the problem was getting it past your nose.
I don't get it.
Blue toad.
Yeah. Blue toad didn't even smell. Oh, no. Blue toad smelled bad.
I couldn't even like describe what blue toad smelled like. That was so
shit.
Fucking weird. No, it didn't smell like shit. Like,
to me, it did.
It was so bizarre, but it actually tasted decent.
No, I couldn't. Smelling it made me
like, but what the fuck, man?
It's like you just ate shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is a solid sour.
I like it.
Nothing really stands out to
actually,
me about
didn't,
it.
Didn't one of you guys actually log that it was fart juice or
something? I did. Yeah.
I think I thought it was a good cider. It just, it fucking stank. Holy shit. Like, I don't know what is in it.
I don't want to get too people confused here. This beer does not stink.
We're not talking about this one.
Yeah, but I get a little bit of a off-putting on the nose, a hair, but the beer is tasty. I get a
latexy smell after this one. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. I like it though.
It's good though. Like, I like it. It's a solid sour. There's nothing overpowering, not super tart. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, same. It like a good lawn mowing or grilling on a hot day.
So these next three beers for me are all exciting because
talk about his man.
I'm sorry. But I'm just saying with this one, I enjoy this from the north because they do predominantly do with sours. So like this one and the other one from the north are not their sours. So we'll get to experience something because we said in the show, man, we love what you guys love what they did with the stouts. Yeah. And now this is something out of the realm of what they normally do. And it's exciting to see. And the second beer is going to be in that realm for me also. But go ahead, Bill. Bob, what do you think of this?
It's okay. No complaints.
Smell that from here.
I actually had this one once before. I'm one of your two friends that had it already. when I had it before, I gave it a 3.5. It's fine. It's a solid beer. It's a good sour.
I like the art.
Oh, the 8-bit stuff, yeah.
8-bit. So here's, I'm not sure who this is supposed to be, but I get like Lionel Richie vibes. That one reminds me of like something from Office Space. This is like your classic 8-bit RPG. This looks like Die Hard.
Yeah.
And then this one looks like Hank Hill.
I see that.
I wonder how close I am with any of those. Let us know, JR. I'm sure you're listening. Let us know. Toppling and Goliath. I always just say topple and it's toppling.
Toppling Goliath, yes. Yeah. So this is a pineapple papaya fandango.
I'm going to say that's Cleveland.
See, I get like Lionel Richie vibes. Because Cleveland doesn't have, he does have hair.
He does have a mustache too. I mean, are they supposed to be pop culture or they're just random?
I don't know.
His hair looks a little too wild to be Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like the Where Are You? I Am Here. All right, let me get this. Go ahead, tell us about this one. Who brought this?
I don't have it.
I did.
Billy, All right. So hold on. I can grab it up quick. Is it on the can?
Yeah, pineapple. If you just like top.
Conjure up warm weather vibes with this kettle sour, tropical papaya, and fresh squeezed pineapple juice will transport your taste buds to a tropical wonderland, sweet, tart, and then sweet again. Live beer, please refrigerate.
Yeah.
So
5.1 fruited sour from Toppling Goliath Brewing Company. One friend checked it in, gave it a 3.6. Everyone checked it in. 7,287 check-ins for 4.23.
The Dragon Fandango is one of the coolest looking beers I've ever had.
So Toppling Goliath is also known for their hazy styles, their IPAs. King
Sue and Pseudo Sue and whatever else. The Sun Queen was really fucking good.
Sun Reaper,
that's it.
I have not had a Toppling Goliath beer I didn't like. And now this is something different.
This smells like tropical bubblegum.
It does. It smells like the Zebra tropical bubblegum.
I like it.
It smells delicious. But unlike... I wish it was a candle.
Fruit Stripe Tropical, the taste doesn't go away in 2 seconds.
This is fucking unbelievable.
Ridiculous beach beer. Holy shit.
No, and these are what, 5.1s?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like an all-dayer.
It's all right. So it comes as a fruited sour. There's no sour. There's no tart.
There's a little bit of sour.
I think there's
a bit of tartness to it.
But this is like drinking juice.
Yeah, there's a creaminess to it too, like a vanilla-y taste I'm getting out of it.
So it still has the characteristics of a beer. So it's still light, like it has that light beer look. It's not like you're drinking full blown juice, but it has the juice. Like you're drinking a beer, but you're still getting a very tasty, refreshing beverage. This is a home run. If you can find Pineapple Fandango in your store and you want an all-day outdoor cookout beer.
Actually, the more I drink it, I don't know if I could do it all day.
Really?
Like it's a little
getting sweeter on you.
Yeah, it's actually the more I drink it, the sweeter it gets. I honestly don't know if I could drink a full pint of it by myself.
I definitely could.
Yeah, I couldn't.
But it is very, very, very tasty. Like maybe I would split the can in half or something and do that, but the more I drink it, the sweeter it tastes to me.
This is a home run,
but it is fantastic. Like I like the Dragon Fandango better, and it looks fucking cool as shit because it's like bright.
I haven't had the Dragon pink. Regular one yet, but
it's a dragon fruit
version
of this.
So this is pineapple, mango, and papaya. And I will say right now,
the dragon fruit that one time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this
was so good.
This, you get every of that. You get pineapple, you get the mango. It's all there.
No, there's no mango. It's papaya.
No, there's mango in it.
No, it's pineapple and papaya.
the fruit thing is pineapple, sweet, tart, papaya, mango.
Yeah, but there's no mango in it.
I get the taste.
That doesn't mean it doesn't come from the hops
either. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It could come from the hops.
That's
sorry.
Fine.
I just thought you were talking straight fruit.
No, just the flavor descriptions. Someone put it in there.
I get the papaya and the pineapple really
it's so good.
Each other very well.
I wish I had more of that. All right, we're flying through these.
You do. We still got half a can.
Yeah. So a lot of the banter that we did in between episodes is not going to be here because this is a double off. So it's a one-off episode from the... From what's today's date? The 22nd, right?
Ooh, I'm excited about this one. Obregon?
I enjoyed
this Mexican lager from the north?
Yeah, so my dad brought these down on his trip home. So on his trip home, he stopped at the north. So I said, please stop and grab us some north beers.
Do a full pour.
Yeah, you can go crazy on that. I already had it, so I don't need much. What's this one called, though, again? So I can pull it up. Oh, you already have it. Go for it.
Obregon from the North Brewery of Endicott, New York. It is listed as an American lager, even though it says it's Mexican style in the can. 5% ABV. It's been logged in 14 times.
There you go.
Two friend check-ins. I'm one of them's your dad, and I'm assuming that the other one is at the table with me. And there is no real write-up. It says Mexican lager and gives a flavor profile of light, crisp, citrus, balanced, and crushable.
Is that corn lager?
I don't think it is, but it does drink like one.
Yeah, there's like some, like I'm getting like a corn taste to it, which is good. I like it.
My dad wrote here, light and crisp reminds me of El Presidente from Dominican Republic. That's what he said. And
it's not skunk though.
And oh no, if you actually get El Presidente in Dominican,
I'm joking.
It's not as bad.
It's not in a green can.
Yeah, I'm joking. No, yeah. El Presidente is fine. We've had it on the show before.
Yeah. And all
actually a one beer of the night the last.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah. And all day at 5%. Yeah, good call. Look at those glasses, the North glasses. I'm jealous of my dad got to sit at that bar.
It's got like a maize, well, corn and maize, same thing, but like that corniness to it. Even the smell.
Oh, like, yeah. Immediately I can
smell. Yeah, even it. The Absolutely. Smell. Getting that like corn.
It's a good all dare. This is the one you can sit and drink and watch beer on a Sunday.
With a lime in it.
Well, that's a good call. I told my dad, I said, it's about that time of the year. Oktoberfest is coming around.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to bring me home.
Dude, Oktoberfest has been out since the end of July.
I know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, like mid early August. It rolled in the door.
Yingling's
out. Let's talk about that for a second. So
Yingling's out right now.
The Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers are getting earlier and earlier and earlier every year. Why?
The only ones that I could say generally release it at the right time are Trogs.
Like, I just don't.
And Stegmeier.
Get it. Like, I mean, Marzen's okay because, like, they're lagers and it's fine. But, like, pumpkin beer is like, what is it, 98 degrees?
Dude, I am staying away from every fucking pumpkin
beer.
The last pumpkin thing I want is. We did too many last year.
Now, this is the first year I saw a Yingling Oktoberfest in North Carolina, though.
Nice.
Yeah, so I didn't buy any because...
So I told my dad to pretty much grab us what I felt won Oktoberfest of the year last year, or was really, really close for Oktoberfest of the year, was Brew Daddy was really good. But actually, Brew Daddy, I would say, won. I think
Brew Daddy won, didn't it?
Yeah, Brew Daddy won, but right up there was War Horse.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah, so...
Stoker's had a really good
pumpkin. Yes, yes, they did. The pumpkin, yeah. Stoker's had a good pumpkin, and because it was something different than all the other pumpkins. Actually, Voodoo Ranger, I thought, was one of my favorite pumpkins, too, because it wasn't super spicy. It was almost like spicy.
The Atomic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just came in this week.
Yeah, but I'm going to stay away from pumpkin, but I definitely got to get the Brew Daddy if they're making their Oktoberfest again. Yeah. I think that's when we went to Brew Daddy and recorded.
Yeah, we recorded there at Oktoberfest.
We should probably do, like, I love when it gets a little, not super hot, a little nice out. Yeah. You know? But I'll let you guys talk about this North thing. I think I have to step away for a second.
I have to go pee-pee.
But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, every year it feels summer beers are coming out earlier, and then so do the fall beers. Then it's like...
Well, and, like, Oktoberfest used to come out at just about the right time. Yeah. But because now with the Hershey Porter coming out every year, they pushed the release date of... They had a brew Oktoberfest earlier. So they could get the Hershey Porter out. Well, yeah.
But yeah, but that's, I know that at one of the distributors in Tamaqua, it was there on July 25th. So it hit some places at least in July.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was, I think I saw, a few places saying they already got it. And it was like the last week of July.
Yeah. I think we got it the last week of July, but then put it out.
And then see people posting.
And I know that that might have been the whatever day I was at the craft house with Rosa. You guys had it in stock already then.
Yep. And like I said, the people that put it out the latest are like Trogs and Stegmeier usually show up like actually closer to fall.
Dude, Stegmeier's Oktoberfest is absolutely fantastic.
I'm going to have to pick up the pumpkin ale because I don't know if you've had that ale. Like, I don't think we had that last
I don't love pumpkin
year.
Beers, but the Stegmeier one is super good for and it's so cheap.
The price. Yeah. So I'll pick up their October.
But it's like every year everything gets earlier and earlier. And I'm like, I can't even breathe sometimes. The thing that sucks is going to like North Carolina in August and be like, oh, there's fall beers now. And it's like, I want summer beers because it's 100 degrees out and I want to sit on the beach.
You don't want to drink stouts?
No. Dude, I had like, it's funny because two of the IPAs that are in my North Carolina pack I brought, I had them on the beach and I'm like, I don't know about this. And then I went and cracked it later and I'm like, you know, this is actually pretty good.
But
when it was like, 100 degrees sitting on the sand, I'm like, not the best beer.
This summer on this podcast, I'd say the big talk of the summer has been the watermelon beers we've been having. Where does North Carolina one rank?
It is fucking awesome.
Is it like a wet ticket's the
what's the one? I didn't have the bottle one that you had.
The Japanese one,
I
still think Wet Ticket was better than the Japanese one.
Yeah,
that was the one from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, I think it's probably on par with that.
Really?
But like, I'm actually kicking myself in the ass for not buying like extra four packs to bring.
You know, it's funny. The people who are listening to this episode like now, they're going to already know the answer to this, but we don't because we're going to record the way the recording thing goes. Like, we'll drink this before this airs. And they're going to be like, you fuckers already had it.
But like, that beer is so like, I kicked myself in the ass because I walked out of Lowe's the one day, Lowe's Food down there. And I'm like, I should grab another four pack of that to take home.
Wait,
and
Lowe's Food?
Yeah.
So not like Lowe's Hardware?
No. But okay. Spelled the same.
No, really?
Yeah. And that's actually right next to a Lowe's, the one that I went to. But they have an amazing beer cafe, and they have an entire like double cooler, like six pack type thing dedicated strictly to North Carolina brews. And but that watermelon lager, I can't wait till you guys try it. I think it was fucking amazing. I plowed through it way too quick, and I'm like, shit, I should have bought it. There's only like $9 for the four pack.
Honey, I'm going to Lowe's. Okay, go ahead. You come back with all beer.
But that was definitely actually one of my favorites. So I'm excited for you guys to try it.
Nice. Oh, I know we talked about the return of CM Punk on the episode recorded here, but did you see who else returned last night?
No.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With a full beard and a ponytail. Shit. Dude, he looked awesome.
But he's still Brock Lesnar.
I don't care. He's awesome.
Fuck, man.
I love, huh? But here's the thing. When he comes back, he knows more than three moves. And I'm taking shots at Goldberg, but he knows.
Oh, fuck Goldberg.
But like Brock can sell, and his whole thing is, like, he may come in right away and look like a complete monster, but his overall end goal game
when he turns purple
is to put somebody over. So yeah, like when he came in and just destroyed everybody and then dominated the Royal Rumble, and everyone's like, this guy is ruining wrestling, it was all to put over Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And then we got a pandemic and it ruined McIntyre's whole thing, and now we're sitting with Big E with the briefcase. Big E beats Brock Lesnar, that makes him a superstar.
Well, it's funny because like, when
is Brock Lesnar now?
40s, probably late 30s, early 40s,
mid to late 40s.
Dude, he looks even better than he ever had.
Like, yeah, the funny thing is,
slim, brawling, like, looks good.
He's one of the cases of like, why do you have so many bad tattoos when you have so much money?
I enjoyed the picture of him next to Goro.
Yeah, he looks like Goro. Yeah, he looks just like Goro. It was so cool though.
I love the meme floating around. Like, did you ever see that? Like, it was like a double toilet, and it just said, it'd be like the double toilet, and then it shows like him and the Undertaker that time when they did that, like laughing at each other. So fucking funny.
All right, let's get our next one forward here. But this one is you could still buy this in stores, but I want to be fully transparent. This has been sitting a little bit in the fridge, so we just want to put that out there.
But what the hell was I just gonna say? It was wrestling related.
Sorry.
Goldberg, like. Why do they keep bringing Goldberg back?
I hate it.
I don't even follow wrestling much anymore, like WWE anyway.
Even Goldberg in his prime, I hate
it. It's like, I remember you guys like posting the tornado tag like group like in the chat, and I'm like, wait, Goldberg's back? Why? Why?
I also didn't like him in his prime because people would pronounce my last name that way.
Oh, really?
Yes. They would always add the L.
Goldberg was cool at first just because it was funny when they did the streak.
I hated it.
But then, like, it was, like, I didn't love it, but it was, like,
You know who else I didn't like growing up? Sting. I wasn't a Sting fan.
Like, Crow Sting or Surfer Sting? Both?
Crow Sting.
I thought it was cheesy. I was more of a Jericho.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch WCW, so, I mean, the only time
WCW, Jericho was amazing. And then when he came to WWF, holy fuck, was that the coolest thing.
Best entrance, the best debut of all time.
So good.
Yeah.
The Netflix series The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
The one on the wrestling figures
is really good.
Is really good.
Yeah.
I would say watch that even if you're not like a wrestling fan.
Dude, the
90s
wrestling
general,
figures are cool as shit.
But it's just a wild story about like, it's just a wild story about how that all started and how it kept like changing hands on who was making them.
Yeah. Man. LJN and
the snake with the spring punch.
Yeah. Has anyone ever watched I Think You Should Leave Yet on Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
It's like That's a great show.
It's like
that's a sketch comedy.
Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, that is
those are all
funny.
Great
yes.
guys. They're all
have you seen it yet?
At the top of their game.
Oh my god. Just, it's It's stupid, but it's funny.
Like, dude, there's one her like it goes on like on a ghost tour, and like he's like it's the adult ghost tour, so it's like he's like I can just say whatever I want. He starts talking about like the ghosts coming all over the place.
He's like, do the ghosts ever like come out of the walls with their big fucking cocks?
And like, they're like come all over the wall.
And he's like, you're fucking ruining this. He's like, but it's the adult tour. I can say what I want.
Right? Yeah, dude, that show is fucking funny.
So Heidi watched it. I think we watched a little bit of your house.
At our place.
And yeah. I think the girls were like, this is fucking stupid.
No, it's that stupid, irreverent like sketch comedy that's just.
Dude, that show in my brain is how I see, like, I'll be in a situation where it's super serious, and in my brain, one of those skits play out, and I'm like, man, what if this happened right now? And that's pretty much that show. Like, it's so...
What's it called again?
I think you should leave.
Yeah.
It's the one where he does this thing. He sits in a makeup chair for like 8 hours and puts on this...
Oh, yeah, elaborate, the fucking man suit.
This elaborate old man costume.
What? It looks just absolutely terrible.
It's awful.
And he goes like, walks through a mall.
He has to like walk through a mall and like, all right, walk up and take that guy's food.
Oh, you gotta see this.
And he just stands there and goes, I don't want to. I think we did too much. And he's like, I fucking hate that. And he just loses. He's like, I don't think I want to be around anymore. And they're like, did you just say you want to die? Yeah. Like, it's just so dumb. It's a funny show though.
You know, hold on.
We can't play it. We'll get in trouble.
No, I'm just going to show. This is what he's walking around the fucking mall with.
He doesn't even pull off one prank. He just stands there and goes, I'm so fucking hot. I'm so fucking hot. He goes, this is fucking stupid.
It's so fucking funny. It's just ridiculous. And then like Waldo Hall, it's like at a mall food court, so everyone's just like fucking staring at
him. And he's talking to himself because he hears them in his earpiece. So he's just standing in the mall going, this is fucking stupid. I want to die.
When you talked about it first, the first thing that popped into my head was like Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, that's what you think. But no, it's really
when he did the old man and he had the fake testicles hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the Jackass 4 trailer.
Oh,
yeah,
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my god,
I can't wait. We should go see it in theaters.
Yeah, we should.
I'm down.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be.
I took my fucking. Oh, here's a story. We'll stretch this out. I took my dad. Well, my dad took me because I was a child. I was like, Dad, can you please? Because you have to remember, Jackass was around on MTV when I was young. We were all young.
I was in high school.
Yeah. Bob was probably sorry.
I was
Bob.
Probably 40. Yeah.
I was in high school,
but I was middle school. But I remember I'm like, Dad, can you please? Because I remember we used to watch Voodoo. Remember, or not Voodoo, Fear, which where they would go like ghost hunting and have to do challenges. And then Jackass was immediately after. And I just remember, I'm like, Dad, can you please take me to see the movie? And he goes, what is it? I'm like, it's fucking guys doing stupid shit. He's like, oh, all right, I'll take it. Like, I'll do it for my kid. Took me to the Hazleton movie theater, stadium seats for people who are not from our area. And my dad, I'm sure you've heard him on the podcast a few times when he gets going, has a very distinct laugh. Like, it stands out in a crowd. So the very first skit, fucking, let's say dude gets kicked in the balls. My dad, the whole fucking theater turns around and stares at my dad. And the whole movie from that point forward was what's happening on the screen and how this fucking hyena in the back is going to react to it.
Well, that's like, my dad took me to it, but more because he wanted to see it too.
So yeah.
He's like, yeah, let's go.
So my dad is in the back. Right. And it's at the point where he's trying because he knows now the whole theater is staring at him. Like, literally, like he's eating the piss snow cone and everyone's like this. How is that guy gonna laugh? And my dad's trying to hold back. So now he's going, like, he's like just like dying laughing. He can't control himself. And it was
the first time I watched that. It was the episode where they took the dump in the demo model toilet.
In a hardware store.
So the hardware store.
he shits in a hardware store toilet. Yeah. Fuck it. Dude, I don't care what anyone says. Jackass is legendary. Dude,
we used to do carts at the Fairlane Mall.
Really?
They were like banned from for life because of what they did.
Yeah. We always used to go steal carts from Value City and go run each other into the islands at the Fairlane Mall. One of us may have jumped into the fountains at the mall. yeah. both malls.
It's fucking hilarious. But yeah, that
we did it at the Best Buy in Reading too.
We have to go to a theater that can serve beer though.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta go to the Cinema Draft House.
Is this still open?
Well, it closed for COVID. I don't know if it's open back up yet or not. Yeah. But I haven't seen anything that officially says.
Or even if they show
rest in peace, Pearl Theater.
Oh, or bro. Even if they show it at the drive-in out in Gratz.
Yeah.
Can
drive-in beers.
That's great. Oh, sneak man. In some beers.
Be good.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even care.
Yeah, probably not.
Mahoney doesn't care.
No.
But dude, I went to see Mad Max and brought like a six pack and got smoked and I watched when that Mad Max movie came out. I must have watched it six times. Dude,
Fury Road is so fucking good.
So good. Yeah. Yeah, so we went and see the Jackass. But yeah, you have to see that show. I think you should.
Yeah, it's really fucking funny.
I just started watching that Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek's hilarious.
When he's like, when he's just like hanging out in their hotel room, he's like, get the fuck out.
Just like David's like expressions are just like the best part of the show. Like just the way he reacts to shit is just so fucking funny.
There's a lot of good stuff. I'm slowly going. Season one.
Okay, so you got
I like the bit with the billboard.
Was that on Netflix?
I'm not sure if he got
you. Have Netflix?
I think it's on Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
It was like a Canadian broadcasting company show. But it's like Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, and Eugene Levy's son Dan Levy plays David.
Yeah.
And his daughter plays the waitress at the diner.
Twyla.
So for me, I was just like, oh, this is Eugene Levy and the mom from Beetlejuice. I'm in. Yeah. I mean, like,
which I think they were a married couple in Best in Show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they were also.
You ever seen Best in Show? Dude, it's a fucking like mockumentary of like dog shows.
Yeah.
And like Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are a married couple in it. Yeah. They have like a fucking Pomeranian.
They have a Yorkie. Yeah. And Eugene Levy has two left feet.
Yeah.
And they panned out.
Actually, two left feet.
Literally, he has two left feet.
It's on the same like place of like Spinal Tap and stuff, but like for dog shows.
Because it's part of that. Yeah. Because it's Chris. So that, A Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
Really good too.
That's so fucking funny.
Where it's like a folk music festival thing
I love
to try to put on, and it's just
Best in Show is fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen that, it's great.
Are we drinking 365 right now?
Yes.
I completely forgot. I'm sorry.
How old is this?
I still like it.
I don't love this one.
I gave it
I had this one before.
Let me
I gave it a lower than normal Rusty Rail rating, and
like Rusty Rail, everything's really usually solid.
So I will say this, we're two episodes in, so I gave this a 4 the first time I ever had it. I probably wouldn't give it a 4, but I'm also like, our taste buds are probably shot by now. So I'm like, I still enjoy it. Pretty I still really enjoy it.
I gave it a 3.6 when I had it before.
I think this is a beer that should be in a 12-ouncer.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my biggest gripes. Sorry, Billy, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say, I still say that like Rusty Rail, you can make an argument that they're one of the better breweries in PA just because
most of their beers I've had are fantastic,
and they don't pick one lane and stay in
I gave it a 3.6
it's still
which,
good,
which,
yeah.
which is well above average.
That's
probably the lowest rating I ever gave to a Rusty Rail beer.
So this is 365 Modern IPA. It's a 5.5 ABV Rusty Rail Brewing Company American IPA. I gave it a 4 last time I had this, and this is, I don't know if it was on the show or if it we just had it. 15 friends checked it in, gave it a 3.52, and 3,657 people. That's fucking hilarious. So the beer is 3.65, and 3,657 people nice. Checked it in, and gave it a 3.67. If it averages a 3.65, that's fucking crazy. An extremely crushable IPA focusing on the juicy elements, hops rather than the bitterness. I agree with that 100%. I don't have any highlights.
Not bad at all.
You know, another thing I'm thinking of it now that might turn us off a little bit is that we're so used to all these being 7, 8, 9, bringing the ABV back down to earth a little is.
I'm not getting a lot of hop character out of it.
I mean, but that may just be because if it's older.
Maybe.
And it's a lower ABV, so it would have mellowed out more.
This is one thing that I think. I don't mean it's probably a.
I just fucking commented that someone's post and fucked it all up.
It's probably an economic reason, but like some beers don't need to be pints. Like there are certain beers that like put in a 12-ounce for me. Because it's still like, I'd rather get a 12 a lot of times I'd rather get like a six pack of 12s than I do a four pack of 16s.
Well, like even like the Broken Heels, if they stopped doing the 16s and just did the 12, yeah, I would be happy with it.
Because half the glasses I have don't fit full 16 in anyway. So it's like I'm pouring it and then I got to drink like the little bit out of the can.
Yeah. So Ben Klein gave this a 375 on Untappd. I'm going to start like just toasting people and just saying like their names on Untappd and saying that this was read on the podcast to give him some love. Mike Baddick, he rated this a 3. Jill Dizel rated this a 3.5. I think these are all respectable scores for being a 5.5 IPA. I think it's super crushable. I think it's something you can enjoy yourself. And then here's our first one. Sam Similitis. I hope I read your name right. If I didn't, I apologize. But notes of citrus notes, not a heavy IPA, smooth with lighter hops, very enjoyable beer. He gave it a 3.75. So I'm going to toast him and I'm going to comment right on
one thing. And we've talked about this before about Rusty Rails. They really stepped their art game up.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Their new cans are all beautiful. Like they are fantastic. The work on them is amazing.
Yeah.
My favorite beer from them still is the Wolf King. Like I love that stout. It's so good. The Bourbon Barrel Age one is.
I really like their peach tea beer they made.
I don't think I had that one.
That was really good.
The key lime ale was good for what it was.
That a Strange Love.
Yeah, that was good for what it was. I couldn't drink a lot of them, but it tasted like a key lime pie that gets you drunk. But everything I've had like. Rusty Rail, the place is really fucking cool too. So like that's somewhere I need to. I have only been there once, but it's such a cool brewery.
We need before the end of the summer. You got to talk to Jared, and we need to orchestrate the trip.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, if the four of us do a dry run, so to speak, and hit a couple and see how
maybe we'll do a dry run. So here's the thing: if you're listening to this, well, four of us will do a dry run. But if you're listening to this on the podcast, hit us up. If you want to come on the first dry run to see how this works out, maybe we'll bring like 8-9 people and we'll do it that way.
Cause I was going to say, you know, like we can make this a road tripping with Rosa group affair or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
Bring Rosa we can easily fit 3 more people in the truck and it's a guaranteed DD. And
well, no, we'll have everyone on the bus.
No,
for the dry run.
Oh, but even if we get like his van,
yeah,
Jared's all about like doing it. So we get the van and we just do like a private one where it's just our people. So like you would have at least you and your wife. I would have me and Heidi. You would bring you and your wife. You would bring you and Rosa, and then Rosa's friend, her cousin. And then we can bring like a few other people that we're really close with. Like, hey, like Kyle's really into beer. Yeah. Bring Kyle along. Bring Spive. Bring like we have a few people who would definitely do. And we'll just do like
a test run
of just our private people.
Do that.
See how it goes. Say that we do it and then see how it works out, and then we can open it up to our listeners. But if you want to be on that private run, send us a message. I know Jen right now would be on that list, but congratulations to Jen. Yep. She's out of the beer game for a while. She's pregnant. Yeah, so congratulations. Super happy for you. I cannot find this right now.
I got it up.
Yeah, I'd read it up.
7th anniversary from the Burlington Beer Company of Williston, Vermont. This is marketed as a triple New England IPA.
We ended both shows with triples.
Yeah.
it comes in at 11% ABV. It's been checked in 1,189 times. It averages a 4.17. I have 3 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.98. Dom the Beer Bro is my highlight here.
I'll read him up. That's my guy.
Dom the Beer Bro found a bong of pure dankness in the can cooler at Sabatini's. Crazy dankness, terpenes and all. This will put your family jewels in a vice grip and turn it up to 11.
I fucking love this guy.
Dom, we need to have you on the show.
Crushing
buddy.
Cushy clouds of weed stank, and this fuck was dry hop 7 times.
We need to get it. Where's he from?
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't met him in person yet. He's somewhere up Scranton. All right,
we gotta figure out a meetup with him.
This guy's fucking amazing.
I can send him a.
I want him to review every beer I drink.
Yes.
Yeah, you what? I'll message him after the show.
Well, I tagged him like every single one we read his post. I wrote "Red on Bettingverse podcast," so maybe that'll be like, oh, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Fucking, I love this guy. Yeah, well, you can send a message.
So the description is septuple dry hop triple IPA with, I assume that's terpenes, dozy mangle, pineapple express, watermelon OG, and Vermont honey. And the flavor profile is hoppy, honey, dank, bitter, and lemony.
Yeah, it's all that. Can has a little bit of Super Mario references on there. There's a Goomba. Like, it looks like a Goomba, but they did enough to change it so it's not. Like the cannon and the bumblebee because the honey.
I think this one has a little too much going on for me.
But it's, this does not drink like a broken triple broken heel. No. I'll tell that right now. This one.
I don't even know what I'm smelling or tasting on this one. I'm getting a maltiness to it. And then a sweetness. There's an astringency because of the 11%.
Oh, it's boozy. It drinks boozy. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm drinking here.
We're pretty late in the game.
Oh, that's beer of the show right there.
I don't know. It's good, but I don't know if it's beer of the show for me. See, I get a lot of the honey. I get very soft, like a soft pillowy to me. I get a little bit of dank. I get a little bit of bitter. Like when you first sip it, it's you could tell you're drinking 11%, and then it fades away like you're not.
Yep.
And if we're this many beers into the episode, we're I don't know.
That's good though.
I'm gonna score it higher, but I still don't think it's my beer of the night. We'll see how it goes. Let's line them up, boys, and let's get our beer of the night pick.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Do you enjoy it?
I don't know. Like, I do, but I don't. I don't know. There's just something. I don't know. Like, I think I was expecting more of a septuple dry hopped.
Yeah.
I was kind of too when I grabbed it. I was like, oh, it's going to be really like.
Like, I'm not getting like
hoppy.
Yeah.
But
it's good. I don't know how I feel about it.
My beer of the night.
I'm not going to rate it.
Pineapple Fandango. Pineapple, 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 papaya. It wouldn't come out. Fandango. That's my beer of the night. That is delicious. Actually, I'm going to do this. I'm going to fill up this bad boy a little bit more.
Yeah, have it up.
Yeah. I don't even know if that was my glass. That's my beer of the night. That's delicious. That was so good.
That one was pretty good. Now you got me thinking.
I'm in a weird impasse because I don't love any of these beers. I don't not like them either.
I would drink all
I'm still gonna go with this.
I would drink that one. I would drink that, and then like I said, pants will be off. 365 I drink all day long. If I was at a bar and that was on tap, like Humble, and I enjoyed it, I would and if I was staying there to watch like two shots of football games in a row, I would stay and drink 365 all day. If I went to the north and got a flight, I would do my flight to see what's there, and I would stick with this Mexican lagers for the whole day because I can drink them all day long.
The Mexican lager is my number one.
Yeah. But the toppling Goliath pineapple, just because I've had so many of their beers and I've loved so many of their beers, that flavor profile is just such out of the park for me.
It's insane. I just, it's too sweet for my tastes.
Yeah.
Like I'm to that point of just with certain beers here, like I was like Burlington, this is cool what they did. They have a way like this is the first Burlington beer I don't love actually, but I mean everything is I feel like I'm being negative, but everything is still good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I just all of them aren't rubbing me the right way today.
There's a lot of different flavor profiles too, like I said, we're doing a double shot.
This
we're
is recording the hodgepodge
episode, two yeah. and record two record recorded podcasts on one day, and the first one was all Hazy Boys from New Trail, and now we're kind of putting a little bit of a mix in there, so it could be our taste buds are kind of like out of a whack because we're already in our second episode, you know.
No, and like they're all good for their own notes. Like the Toppling Goliath one, it's good. It's a little too rich for my tastes.
Yeah.
The Mexican lager, I really like it. It's very corny, but it's then good. The sour is a good standard sour. Nothing crazy about
it. And that's the thing too. I think a lot of times we might get shit on for this episode if people listen, like, oh, you just hook up your friends. And you would say like, we're very biased in the north
None of these beers are bad up here.
Yeah,
not a bad beer on the table.
No, not at all.
But I want to say, with the north, we love the north. They've supported us. We're friends with the owner. Like, we're cool with him. You know what I mean? Through Pilgaroo. But I will say this. The reason this wasn't picked for me, I didn't get enough strawberry. It was just like a normal fruited sour. I didn't get the fruit flavored. If the strawberry stood out more to this, maybe so. But I just want, and I don't want to say something negative, but I also want to be transparent of why maybe that one didn't make the cut for me.
But they're all so good.
Yeah.
Like, I do like the Rusty Rail. I'd actually like to have that one on draft.
Yeah. That Rusty Rail, that when we were just sitting here bullshitting about Netflix stuff and I was drinking that, I just felt like I was drinking a fucking cool ass, like, sit down, enjoy yourself beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're all good in their own right. Well,
Bill, you're the one deciding to break it.
I'm gonna go with the Mexican lager.
The North Mexican lager wins show of the beer.
Just because I do like the other two, but that's the one I could see myself having all day more.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll start with you for second place.
Second, I'll go with the pineapple Fandango.
Yeah.
I'll follow them too. I mean, it is what it is. I like the Dragon Fandango better, but
I have to vote, so I would go 365.
I can't do a whole pint of that pineapple one. It's a little too sweet for my taste, though.
All right, we'll start with you for third place.
Fantastic. Third place.
Do you want me to start?
No, I'm good. I'm going to go with the Burlington.
I'll agree with you.
Yeah.
It is it's an experience.
That was my first place vote, so yeah. Sure.
It's an experience. So yeah.
I really like that 365, though. I know it didn't make the lineup, but it was a really good beer.
Like, I think the 7th anniversary one, like a full pour of that and let it sit for a little bit and just kind of drink it over some time would make it a lot better.
Yeah. Bill, what do you got to plug?
Just the other shows on the network, like the last one we did. Swinging the Craft House, I'm going to start soon doing more variety 4-packs like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's kind of gonna,
you got to update us down on the community pages and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, tell us what you got on there.
Yeah,
I will. And actually, what I want to start doing is
you should make an end shelf when we do podcast end shelf.
Well, that's what I want to try to do. I want to do 4-packs, and then like the week of the show, I'll post it up, and then I'll bring that 4-pack to the show.
I like
that. We can do an episode,
like Bill's
people picks. Can buy it at the store and drink it and comment and.
Ooh.
Also, so to try to be hopefully like, build up, like, so they're having the same beers as us.
And I like that idea. There. So essentially, thank once you. We get caught up on our beer lineup and we're not doing a specialty episode, we could be like, hey, this on September 10th, I'm just throwing a day out. It'll say that's a Sunday, but it's probably not. You can buy the 4-pack we're going to drink at the Craft House, buy it, tune in and drink along with us and review it along with us as if you were there.
Yes.
Love it. That's a great idea. It, that's so fucking fantastic.
I like it. I fucking like it a lot.
Oh, another thing about that show, Bob, they do an episode where they all go out to dinner with their professor and the professor's like, oh, I should have ordered what you ordered. Like makes like a random joke and he's like, I'm going to eat it. And he's like, grabs it off their plate and he's like, I'm just joking. And he's like, if you really want to take a bite, you can. And he just takes a bite and he goes, I'm going to eat the whole thing. And then he goes, I need you to tell people that this never happened. And he's like, and he's like, say you hate America or something like that. Or, like, and he's trying to blackmail him because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. And there's another one where they all go out to dinner and he's like sitting with somebody he thinks is like a famous celebrity. And he starts choking, but he doesn't want to make a scene that he's dying. So he's just like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And he's like, dude, you're fucking dying. He's like, don't you fucking help me. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid, but I think it's funny. Bob, what do you got to plug?
I didn't think ahead for two episodes. I'm just going to plug the network.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Andrew.
Keep an eye out for the Banging Beers giveaway.
Yeah, like I said, the
one of a kind item, it's coming.
Yeah, interaction helps us. Like I said, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up, but we really don't know if we can do this fun stuff.
It may or may not be posted by the time this episode comes up.
Yeah,
we'll see.
A lot of fun stuff helps if we get more engagement for you, if you're for listening and you want to hang out with us.
Lasers to make it, so come on.
Yeah, we want to rank this show. We want to get in the rankings. We actually changed the rankings to this. Before, we were in food and then we joined Leisures and Hobbies because that's usually where all the other beer podcasts are. I kind of seeked out where the top beer podcasts are, and that's the category they're in. So we want to join their category to see if we get more eyes.
And like I was saying on the other shows too, just engage with us. Like we're really ramping up our Instagram. We are like, please post in our community. Like the community is there for all of you guys. Like to tell us what are you drinking? Like, what do you want us to try? What are you guys drinking? What do you enjoy? Is your glass dirty or not? I don't fucking know.
I love that glass dirty thing.
The fucking dirty glass mafia. But like, we have the whole community for you guys to interact with each other and us.
Yep.
So like, if you're not taking advantage of it, because it's funny because Rich messaged me yesterday. She went to
Noir
East End Ale House yesterday. I think she went to Noir too. That's a cool as fuck place that I need to get to. It's like a goth bar up in Scranton.
She went without you.
It was funny because she met her two of her girlfriends. They were supposed to go to see like 98 Degrees in O-Town or something.
Oh yeah, the pop tour.
Yeah, and then they ended up just going to drink. So I think it was East End Ale House. I think it was called that. She said it had an amazing craft beer list. But she sends me two Flying Fish Gozas that they had. She's like, "Yo, you should post this." I'm like, "You post it."
Yeah. Well, give her didn't. Listen.
So fuck her.
If you want to, join. And help us out with social media. Like you want to join the community, you want to become an admin, join our IWEP street team. Let us know you're interested and I'll make you an admin of certain things. Especially if you're trustworthy, we'll bring in the login. If you want to help this page grow, I know it's hard to bring everybody in every week to join the podcast, but if you want to help us grow, definitely we're looking forward to that. Join us, join the team, help us grow, help us get some eyes, join our little street team.
Yeah. But with the community, like the community is really what we want to build, but we need everyone else's help. Like we have like 800 and some people in the fucking community.
We're close to 1,000,
but no one posts anything other than us. So it's like, please post beers you like, post beers you don't like. If you want to, if you're really upset because Mickey's Ice is going away, post about it. Come on, guys. Like we need like engagement. Like this is for you guys to talk to each other. Like we have almost 1,000 people in the community. Hit it up.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, don't be afraid.
But check out the rest of the network. We have Welcome Back, Buddy Podcast. A lot of fun. We're good. We have Tim's Podcast, Higher Than Other Words, and Stone and Nerdy. You want to learn about comic books and different types of marijuana strain? Check out Stone and Nerdy. You can check out Truth Behind Illusion. We're coming back very soon. By the time this airs, maybe we are back. I don't know. But we're going to talk about some really cool stuff. And it's going to be me, Andy, and Tori with possibly a guest here and there. Not Cool in High School. Myself, Andy, and Heidi will be coming back talking all things pop culture. And if you're a horror movie fan, stick around because that's all Heidi fucking watches. Listen to this shit. I look into our Amazon, right? And I'm like, I want to watch a movie on Amazon Prime Video. Every fucking category, no matter what it is, comedy, fucking, we think you would like, it's completely filled with horror movies because Heidi has the algorithm all fucked
up. Do you subscribe to Shudder?
She's definitely on Shudder. She goes through everything on Netflix, everything fucking on Joe Shudder.
Did you watch Slacks yet?
You have to ask her.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a pair of jeans that murders people.
Like rubber?
Yes. Only it's jeans.
You have to ask her.
I do need to get Shudder because I need to watch The Last Drive-In with Joe Biden.
It's worth the money. There's so much on there to watch.
And if you guys want to log into the Not Cool in High School and do movie reviews, that's cool too. Like even though you're not part of that show, if you want to do reviews on the page, it's always open.
Well, I'll even, because if you're doing Tuesdays, I'm free most Tuesdays. So I can hop in.
Yeah, absolutely.
On random.
Yeah, I'll be putting my Star Wars Not Cool in High School and my EverQuest Not Cool in High School together.
Down for it. It'll be bi-weekly. We'll be switching every other Tuesday, Truth Behind Illusion and Not Cool in High School coming up soon. Interviews with everyday people will be just kind of thrown at you. Like, hey, we have a guest. We're here recording. Here it is. And then Banging Beers is every other Sunday, live 1 week. The other one will be pre-recorded. And then Tornado Tag Podcast, Thursday nights. Come talk professional wrestling. We have cool topics, awesome interviews. That podcast just recently, by the time you heard this, it's probably long gone, but it was at one point in time ranked in the top 250 on Apple for wrestling podcasts, which is an awesome accomplishment. Very proud of that. And we'll see you guys next time. Banging Beers Podcast. We're out of here. Here's some Faith in Exile. See you next time.